Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Very recently, Gallup released what's become its annual poll on American attitudes toward abortion. Writing under the headline, Pro-Choice Americans at Record Low, Gallup's Lydia Saad announced the findings from their May 3rd through 6th poll. 50% of Americans identify themselves as pro-life, compared to just 41% who call themselves pro-choice. Gallup's latest polling reconfirms yet again what we've known in the Right to Life movement. The Roe v. Wade policy of abortion for any reason doesn't sit well with the majority of Americans. For four decades, Planned Parenthood, the National Organization for Women, and NARAL, which changed its name to include the pro-choice moniker several years ago, have hidden behind the pro-choice label. But that's starting to crumble around them as more and more Americans become educated about abortion and the development and humanity of the living, growing, unborn child. But the self-identification question, which captured the most headlines, doesn't really tell the whole story. You have to read further into the poll to find a question that provides a far more accurate picture of the country's attitudes on abortion. In conjunction with the pro-life, pro-choice question, Gallup asks respondents, do you think abortion should be legal under any circumstances, legal only under certain circumstances, or illegal in all circumstances? They further probe anyone who responds under certain circumstances to break it down into most circumstances or only in a few circumstances. And here is where we find the truth. A substantial majority, 59%, opposes the vast majority of the 1.2 million abortions performed annually in the United States. 20% say abortion should be illegal in all circumstances, with 39% saying abortion should be legal only in a few circumstances. According to their own data trend history, these combined figures have garnered a majority in every Gallup poll since 1994. The numbers also track what National Right to Life has found in its own polling dating back to 1989. The majority of Americans are opposed to the vast majority of abortions, regardless of the pro-life or pro-choice labels. Americans simply do not believe that abortion should be available for any reason. The policy created when the Supreme Court hoisted Roe v. Wade upon the country. It is also noteworthy that no more than one quarter of Americans favor abortion being legal for all reasons. Yet in the nation's capital, the people's capital, here in the District of Columbia, the current law allows abortion until birth for any reason. It is a scandal that Congress must remedy by passing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, Bill number H.R. 3803, patterned on a National Right to Life-originated model bill that has already been enacted in six states. The congressional bill would protect unborn children in Washington, D.C. after they have reached 20 weeks of fetal age based on their capacity to experience pain. The shift in numbers is taking place, as Saad writes, while abortion has been the focal point of some prominent news stories in the past year, including congressional efforts to eliminate federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the controversy over the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure Cancer Foundation's back-and-forth involvement with Planned Parenthood, and the furious backlash against the government mandate to pay for health insurance plans that cover medical procedures and drugs contrary to their religious beliefs and consciences. In other words, during a time when abortion has been a prominent issue in the news, when Republicans were supposedly waging an imaginary war on women, and at a time when reporters and commentators are ratcheting up their warning of how pro-life Republicans will pay the price, more and more Americans identify as pro-life, and fewer Americans say they are pro-choice. And it once again underscores the fact that right-to-life efforts on behalf of mothers and their unborn children are touching hearts and changing minds. Keep up the great work you're doing. Together, we truly are making a difference.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.